Sunny 101.9. We're WKQS. And I didn't notice one thing on this Memorial Day Monday, and that is a flux of people out and about running or on their bikes here today. And we have an event lined up here for you that's related to all of that. And I was just joking with Bobby Ayat just a minute ago. I mean, how long I've been doing this. I remember you as a Nagani Minor basketball player. How old does that make me?
We're not going to go there.
Okay. Well, anyway, good morning. You and Dan Torres, welcome here this
morning. Good morning. How are you?
An event coming up here that actually has to do with where we live here in the Marquette Mall. Bobby, you got it in front of you here. And we're biking to work. What's going on?
Yep, we are. As we know, Marquette has become a biker-friendly community. And we're going to be kicking off Commuter Week, which is June 7th through 11th, with an event called Bike to Work Day. It's actually going to be on June 7th. It's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And it's going to be starting at the Marquette Mall. And basically what this is you come from anywhere, Nagani, Ishpeming, wherever you're coming. If you work in Marquette, you can park your car here, bring your bike here. We're going to have like kind of like a little pit stop where Dan, the owner from Border Grill, is going to be here kind of promoting his breakfast. We're going to have Marquette Co-op. They're also going to have some fruit here. And it's basically just, you know, getting people out there biking to work, just because it is a commuter-friendly place now. So I actually brought Dan here in the studio to kind of talk a little bit about his breakfast that he's going to be doing. So not quite sure what that is, but we'll see.
What's for supper, Grandpa? What's going on? What do you got for folks?
What's for breakfast?
Yeah.
I know a lot of folks are going, wait, Border Grill breakfast?
It's a natural tie-in when they think about
sure.
it, though.
Yeah, it was actually really, I think, a natural extension for us when we opened on 3rd Street. We had the idea to do that when we opened. We waited till last month to finally get her going. But it's going well. Just things that really fit our type of menu, grab and go. It's not a over easy eggs, hash browns, and toast thing,
right.
But breakfast burritos, breakfast quesadillas, taco basket. We serve everything with fresh fruit. you can get them with our variety of meats. Chorizo, of course, is one of the most popular Mexican sausage, a really good item to have that in. We created a great new vegetarian item that's roasted poblano chilies and portobello mushroom.
What are you planning on in the morning with this event here, which will probably kill me when he says this, but what are you thinking about? Because it does need to be something quick, so what do you got to plan for folks?
Well, we're going to probably bring in maybe some half burritos, and the fresh fruit, I think, is a natural.
Right.
I think the co-op's doing that as well.
Where'd this whole crazy idea come from, Bobby? I know that you mentioned it's Commuter Week. Was that kind of the tie-in to this?
Right. That was the tie-in to it. I just actually got this job probably a few months ago. So George just let me go with it. So something to start off Commuter Week, I guess, and just get people out there, since Marquette did become a biker-friendly community and they're putting signs up now. So we just thought, you know, let's get people out there biking.
Well, and as a business owner here, Dan, in this town, that's a great designation for this community, because you do see an influx of people from really everywhere.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that I was most excited about when we built the new restaurant now, but the one on Washington, was that it became part, it was one of, that whole project was one of the catalysts to get some great bike paths going. And I've become a biker myself, so I'm a little bit self-serving getting involved in this whole project. And naturally, 3rd Street with the East Side residents and the college students. Lots of biking activity out there as well.
Now, Bobby, you mentioned, of course, people coming in from the outlying areas and biking to work. If someone's here locally, can they just want to bike over and then
yep.
bike to work?
Yeah, they can bike no matter where you're coming from. You can bike, and just all you got to do is drive your car here, have your bike in your car, and start from here. So anybody can do it.
This is all happening on Monday, June the 7th. It kicks off here at the original Marquette Mall. So it's breakfast and bikes, or how did we phrase that a moment ago? Bikes and breakfast, or
Border bikes and breakfast.
Is there an ultimate goal to this, Bobby, or is it just kind of get people aware that maybe there are opportunities to bike around?
It's kind of an opportunity. We're also, for participants, you can win a trip for two to Mission Resort at Mackinac Island. So there's going to be a couple events that we're doing along with this one that you can win that trip. So that's another reason we're doing it.